It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Busy football weekend. I know that keeps the big guy going, that's for sure. Belton Johnson, always happy to have you here on a Friday at 11 o'clock for It's Eaton Time. How's it going today, my friend?
It's going very good. How about yourself?
We're good. Ready for the game tonight. Excited for the game tonight. How are you feeling?
I feel good about the game tonight, right? The Riders, they're playing, what, let's say the worst team in the CFL, so this should be an easy win, right?
Very simply put, this should be an easy win. I actually was chuckling because I was just looking at the board in the control room here where back in June 2nd, you projected the Riders would finish the season 13-5 and would be in the Grey Cup, or did you say win the Grey Cup?
They're going to be in it and they're going to win it.
Okay, in it and win it. 13-5 is what you said. We're 10-4 with four games left. Not that I want to wish a loss on them, but you might be right.
Well, you know, I still see a very good team. I know the Riders, they went lost two in a row here, but you know, I just think with that team, they still got the caliber of players, they got the depth. And, yeah, they hit a couple bumps in the road. And keep in mind, they almost came back, beat the Elks there. Just, I think, some miscommunication on some parts there. And I'm thinking they're going to show Coach Mason, Rider Nation, the real team here tonight.
We've spent a lot of time this season, some would argue too much, talking about the kicking game. But Brett Lawther hurt, got a back injury. So we're going to see Campbell Fair tonight. How do you think that's going to go?
Well, you know, I know he's from that area, played ball out there, and so probably familiar with the field and the lay of the land, right? And I think he's going to do good just based on, you know, when he first came in about a month ago or so, I believe, you know, when Coach Mace just calls him up, hey, kick this 52-yarder, and he nails it, and next he kicks another 50-some-yarder, and he nails it. You know, I know it's different pressures, you know, with, you know, a live audience watching and everything, but I'm going to say he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a great game. No doubt about it. I did see, and the article Daryl Davis had written the other day in the paper about the notion of, or at least he asked the question of Trevor Harris, should the Riders be giving you a rest? Sounds like Trevor Harris gave him a bit of a glare and said, absolutely not. I want to be out there. Is there a point, though, in this season, maybe after they clinch a home playoff game, where they might consider that, do you think?
I think you would have to consider it, right? And just with, you know, Trevor Harris, he's, what, 39, and, you know, you want to preserve and keep him ready for the playoffs. So if the Riders, you know, hit their milestones, you know, clinch home field, first place and everything, I think you have to rest them.
Yeah. Okay.
He
won't like it. But prognostication, I've got Jamie with a score of 24-20. I said 31-14. What have you got, Belton?
I got the Riders winning this one 28-25, Evan.
Ooh. Close one. Could come down to one of those Campbell Fair field goals. And football's not done for you tonight. Obviously, a weekend of football. You got RMF tomorrow. You're finishing up the regular season.
Yes, we finish up the regular season, our team, tomorrow. And we're currently 6-1 here and just want to finish the season strong and get ready for playoffs.
Gosh. And then NFL. It's a football weekend for you, Belton.
Oh, football weekend, you know, Ole Miss did college football. Ole Miss kicked LSU's butt last week, so I'm on a high right now.
You're riding a high and ready to cook, so let's get at her. What do you got for us today for It's Eating Time?
So today what we have is reverse searing a tomahawk steak, if you will. So, and you know what a tomahawk steak is, right?
Yes, I do. I think I've only tackled one in my lifetime, but I've definitely seen them.
There you go. So the first thing we want to do is remove the steak from the fridge if you have it in there. And you want to let it come up to room temperature. So I usually let it sit out for a couple hours or so there. And once I got it out, usually I get the smoker going, get it going at about 225 degrees. Yeah. And next thing I like to do, Evan, is get that tomahawk steak, get some olive oil, and I like to season every
nook and cranny.
That's right, Evan, with that favorite steak rub seasoning. And, you know, I do like to make up my homemade seasoning sometimes for these. Once we got that steak nice and seasoned, what we want to do is put it directly on the grill grates, close the lid. And, again, you know, I'm a big fan of meat thermometers and everything. And I like to smoke it until it hits an internal temperature of about 115 degrees.
Okay.
And once that 115 degrees are up, I take it off the grill there, Evan.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
I am. So I'm just trying to put in place, because you had the temperature set what I consider to be fairly low.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason it's low is just the smoke and everything. It's just to give that smoke flavor.
Gotcha.
The 225 degrees, but 115, you know, we're going to finish it off here. So in that reverse method, it's a slow smoke method, and then we sear it, Evan.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So now we've been taking that tomahawk steak off the smoker there. It's at 115 degrees. Now we're going to turn the heat up on that smoker or your grill to 500 degrees.
There you go. This is what I've been waiting for.
So now we're going to sear for about 3 to 5 minutes on both sides, or until I always say to that desired internal temperature. Me, I like my steaks medium rare, so cook it to, you know, anywhere between 125, 130 degrees internal temperature there, Evan.
Okay.
And once we've hit that internal temperature that we want, we're going to remove that tomahawk steak from the smoker, and I like to put on a nice thick pat of butter, just allow it to rest for about 10 minutes or so. Once it's rested, Evan, I like to slice that tomahawk steak against the grain so we got some nice juicy bites there. Get some grilled asparagus, mashed potatoes, and guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
It's eating time. I love it. Not a lot of room left on the plate once you get that big steak on there and slice it up. You obviously, you like tomahawks?
Oh, I love tomahawks. It's, you know, it's, I think, what a piece of what that ribeye, which is my favorite cut as well, right? So it goes good for me. And me being the big guy I am, I think I could pick that bone up and just start chewing on it.
The Fred Flintstone approach. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Belton. Well, listen, we love having you on the program. Thanks so much. I know you'll be part of the pregame show at 3:30 today. Kickoff is 5:30, and then post-game analytics, and hopefully you're rejoicing with the callers over the Rider win tonight.
Absolutely, Evan.
Let's hope so. Belton Johnson, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, have a good one.
Thanks again to our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association for bringing Belton Johnson to our program every Friday at 11 for It's Eatin' Time. That recipe, by the way, we will throw it online, throw it on our Facebook page, so you can grab it and have access to it there as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.